I saw that the topic was schooled, and I got schooled last night. So over this past year, about a year ago, I changed jobs. I'm a nurse at the VA, and something I never really knew or had an interest in, but I just love it. I love the veterans, and I've had the privilege and the opportunity to work with some more marginalized populations. I have some homeless patients, and they've really just, you know, I love nursing because people, you think that you're entering their lives, but they really get to creep into yours and teach you things. And I'm just, over the past 8 months, it's like I feel like, you know, the most important things I've ever learned are not from school, but they are life, you know, and in the way that life has schooled me. And so my lessons come in waves, and a lot of that has been working with these kind of more marginalized populations, just some precious people. So, you know, I've just been thinking about that and, you know, trying to, you know, do things at work in that way. And so it was yesterday morning. And I'm getting up for work, you know, and we live in Pismo Beach, and we have this little kind of little beach house. We have a chain link fence, and then we have this lot. And it's all, I guess the guy that owns it lets it get all overgrown. There's a bunch of bushes, so, like, whatever. So I open the, you know, I'm, like, getting up. I'm kind of in that sleep haze. I open the window. I look outside, and I'm like, oh, my God. There is someone that is sleeping on the other side of the fence. So my initial reaction to any news in my life is usually just sheer terror. It doesn't matter what it is. I'm just afraid. So I'm like, Charlie, there's someone up there, you know? And I'm like, what do we do? Like, I mean, you know, there's just this lump out there. There's a little dog's head peeking out. He's under like kind of, it's one of those like canvas sleeping bags. And so there's a little dog peeking out, and that makes me feel better. And so I'm like, okay, what do we do? And my first initial reaction, being sort of spastic, is we got to call the cops. This is just, you know, and then I kind of have this moment of clarity, and I'm just looking back on, you know, the opportunities I've had to get to know people that don't have as much privilege as I do over the last year. And I'm like, you know what? If I'm going to practice what I preach, you know, let's do something. Let's, you know. And so we're okay. So Charlie's like, okay. So we kind of kept waiting for him to wake up, and, you know, just didn't. And so I said, why don't I make him a bag of stuff? And Charlie's like, okay. So I'm, like, running around, and, I mean, it was kind of even embarrassing. Like, does he want this random need-to-be-refrigerated bag of, like, kale salad? You know, it was like I didn't even have, well, you know, it was kind of like, you know, I'm putting these, like, little Cliff Bars in here. I don't even hike, but I have all these, like, Cliff Bars and these overpriced food items, you know. So I put all that in there, and I start, you know, emptying stuff. And so I go off to work, and I said, okay, Charlie, you know. So he's kind of, you know, waiting, watching. And I said, you know, give this to him when he wakes up. So I said, and call me and see what tell me what happens. So I go to work, whatever, and get home. And Charlie says, you know, and he is gone. And, you know, everything's gone, and the bag is gone. He said he had hung the bag, like, he never woke up, so he hung the bag by the, like, over on the side of the fence, and they put a note in there or whatever. So I was like, okay, you know, things good. So it's later that night, it's dark, and I hear this, like, knock, knock, knock at the door. And remember, everything is terror. So I start calling Charlie. I'm like, why is someone knocking on the door? It is late, I don't know, you know. And so I call him about 5 times, and then I'm like, okay, I'm just going to be, like, you know, a big person to go to the door. So I open the door, and it's really dark. And I see this figure kind of, like, running towards me. And again, terror. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm about to die. But before I can really, you know, think of anything, he comes up, and it's this this young man, and he's wearing, like, a green army overcoat. And, you know, he's dusty and kind of dirty, and his hair is, like, you know, just like if you went camping for, like, a couple weeks, you know, it's kind of all crazy. And he's probably, you know, he's kind of a smaller stature guy. And he sticks his hand out and he goes, hi, I'm Alex. And I'm, you know, I'm still kind of in shock, like, what's going on? And he's like, I just want to say thank you so much for your kindness. And he says, yeah, I'm the guy that was sleeping back there in your yard. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for all the fruit and stuff. And I had given him, we have a little dog. And so I'd given him, you know, some dog food for his dog, and thank you. And I still was just kind of just dumbfounded. And I was like, oh, wow, okay. And so I went out. I was like, hey, you know, can I pet your dog? And so we just started talking, and he was like, yeah, you know, I've been hopping trains for about the past 4 years. You know, I kind of work on and off. And then I, you know, he's like, this is my dog. Her name's Sweet Thing. And he's like, you know, he got her from this rescue somewhere in Kentucky. He says, you know, they would take dogs, keep them for 2 weeks, and if no one rescued them, they'd shoot them. So he's like, I've got her, you know, and he's like, we're just traveling. He's like, I'm on my way up to Big Sur. And we just said, I wanted to say thank you. I wanted to say thank you before I left. So, you know, he said, you know, and Charlie, again, I raced out thinking, who knows what's going on. And, you know, we got to talk a little bit. So he's like, okay, I just, you know, just wanted to say bye. And, you know, so then I got the next day and I was kind of like, is he, you know, is he still there? And, you know, he was gone. And all that's left now is just this kind of indention where his, you know, where he had laid. And when I think of life and the way life schools me, I am most thankful for people like Alex, because it is those people who have society, for whatever reason, praises the wealthy and the attractive and the learned and everything else. But in my life, it has been people like that who have had society in some ways turn against them. You know, just horrible, horrible stereotypes about the homeless community, and they're this, and they're that, and they're that. And it's like every time in my life I have risked and reached out in that way. And it was scary for me. I mean, remember, I'm totally terrified of everything. I'm like, what if we give this bag? What if he's offended by the Cliff Bars? What if he's, I mean, you know, it was just a million miles per hour. Why am I doing this? But it just felt in my gut like this is right. And I think, again, the most valuable lessons that I have learned have been taught to me from the people that I would expect the least, the people that in my life I think that I am giving them something, but really they were put in my life for me to learn about myself, my shortcomings, and for me to receive from them. And so I guess, you know, I dedicate this story to Alex, and I, good luck on his travels, and I, you know, I hope he stays safe, and I wish I had the opportunity to thank him, because I feel like he really taught me in a lot of ways how to have different eyes and a bigger heart.